99.9 Live FM, Birds of Tokyo, When the Night Falls Quiet. You're listening to Morning Therapy with Damo. And as I mentioned a bit earlier this morning, I've caught up with Annette Spur. She's the editor from Mum Daily, talking about the importance of date night. And I've got her on the line right now. Good morning, Annette.
Hello.
It's pretty exciting marriage week, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've just been talking with Mark Riley, who made the Legend Husband app, and talking about why men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti.
Oh, really?
Well, our brains, anyway. See, I've learnt this morning that men's brains, we've just got all these boxes in our brains, and none of them touch each other, and we've got this really big box called the nothing box, and we can go to that box and just actually do nothing. And when our wife asks us, what are you doing? And we say nothing, we actually mean we're doing nothing. Our brain is working at like 30% its capacity at that time.
And that's why your wife doesn't believe you, because women do not have that nothing box.
They don't. They've got spaghetti in their head, and everything's connected to everything else. So they'll be thinking about shoes and what's for lunch tomorrow and what's for dinner tonight and what bill needs to be paid and the car has to get serviced. And what dress she's going to wear to the friend's place on the weekend, and it's all touching each other.
Yeah, and that's right.
And when a woman relaxes, her brain is still working at 80% capacity.
Yeah, I believe it. Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Never completely switch off, yeah.
Well, there you go. But we're having a chat this morning about something a little bit different, about the importance of having a date night, because we don't always make time for it, hey?
Yeah, that's right. And it's something that it took us until our 8-year anniversary. And my parents very kindly offered to have the kids for the night, so we'd go out for dinner.
Yep.
And as soon as we left the house, and we're like, wow, the car's so quiet.
Did you feel a little bit lost?
Yeah, a little bit. You feel like you've forgotten something all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm not pushing a pram. Right? I don't have a nappy bag. It's a luxury, and then you're sitting down having uninterrupted conversation and eating your meal while it's still hot.
Yep.
And, you know, we could actually go to one of those not-so-child-friendly restaurants that you avoid when you've got kids.
Yep.
And with, the nice view and the fancy waiters and all that sort of thing. So that was a bit of a treat as well. And we sat down, and as we were chatting, and we did the maths, and we realised that the last time we had a date night was on our 7-year anniversary.
Wow.
And we thought, well, that's a long time between drinks, so we need to do this more often. And when we got back home, I'd barely spoken a thought out loud, and my parents just pounced on the opportunity to have their grandkids to themselves for a little while. And
they said,
once a month, we will come around and look after your kids for you so that you can go out for dinner, and or even more often if you want to. And so we're really blessed to have my parents nearby to do that.
Yeah.
And so we've started this habit of going out once a month, and sometimes we go out with friends as well. It's nice for us all to go out together with our kids and have uninterrupted conversations with our friends every once in a while.
Yeah, sure.
And then other times we do go out just the two of us, and it's nice just to chat, take stock of life, and make sure we're still on the same page, which thankfully we are.
Yeah.
But have those conversations you just don't have time to have when the kids are around, and remember what life was like when you were dating and before kids came along, after you were married as well, because as you know, a lot changes once kids arrive, and so it's nice to have just the two of you again, and just remembering why you fell in love and what it was like just hanging out and being fun together, and not having your main focus of conversation of have you got the nappy bag, and where are we taking the kids on the weekend, and whose party is coming up, and all that sort of thing. It's nice to have just adult conversation.
And it's really important too, even if you don't have kids now, we're empty nesters now. Our daughter, our youngest daughter's finally moved out and she's got married, and we're at home by ourselves, which is a unique feeling as well, having had the kids there for so long, and suddenly quiet. You come home from work and the TV's not on, and it's just it's silent, but there's no reason why you still can't continue having date nights then.
Yeah, I think it's you know, absolutely just as important to get out and have fun together and remind yourselves why you fell in love and don't get caught up in the mundane of everyday life, because that's around you all the time. It's nice to treat yourself and have something to look forward to. And you can, you know, go you know, Googling your local restaurants and reading reviews and all that sort of fun stuff and get to know your newest local restaurants and that sort of thing. It's great. So, you're very spoilt now. You can do, you're free to do all these things. I hope you are really taking advantage of that.
Yep. Well, my wife's got my undivided attention now, because there's no reason for her not to, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. You've got no excuse.
That's right.
Footy finals are on.
Yep. No distractions apart from State of Origin or when the V8 supercars are on telly.
Yeah. And by now, she will know that.
Yep. And that's when I like to go into my nothing box.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's when the nothing box comes into play. She knows she'll get no sense out of you. So after you've been married.
I've recently submitted a hot tip. Yeah. We're taking in hot tips for marriages. And my hot tip for marriage week was, if you treat wife like a thoroughbred, you won't end up with a nag.
Yes. Point. My hot tip for marriage week is that marriage is a team sport, and you're in this together, and you're not the coach.
That's very cool. Annette, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Annette Spur from Mum Daily. Coming up next, it's John Farnham and Human Nature. You're listening to Morning Therapy on 99.9 Live FM.